As always, this is Tony, and with me today are the following players.
Hi, this is Bethany, and I'm playing Belinda Walsingham, the half-elf awakened mystic.
Hi, this is Adam, and I will be playing Akiva Khonshu, the Shadar Kai Hexblade Warlock.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm playing Scribner Shannon Whitecliff, the human rogue fighter.
Last time was Rumble Squad episode 2-14. Join us now for Sharpened Quill episode 22. You crumble on the first wall. Last time, before the effects of Belinda's psionic ability wore off, the party interrogated Palthani, the mystic assassin that they had captured. Using misdirection and a good bit of trickery, the party were able to secure Palthani in the hold of the airship as they make preparations to go to the elven city of Aliabel, where a planar travel artifact is said to reside that Palthani is after.
Because you guys are watching her, right?
Yeah.
She would start to talk to one of you.
Which one?
Belinda.
So I'll just listen. What does she have to say?
You with Saria's people?
No, not really, actually. I kind of work on my own.
You know a lot for working on your own. That's surprising.
Maybe I'm just better than you.
Well, if you're not with Saria's people, are you with the chamber?
As if I would tell you if I was. But no, I'm not. I work for me.
Most people in the chamber tend to be the only ones that are really actively trying to stop us.
You use the word trying like it's not working.
We're still here.
You've lost a lot.
We need to lose some pawns in order to win the war.
I thought you didn't have a rank. Who's this we you speak of?
The whispered ones of the people who hire my services.
So you really have no stake in this whatsoever? You're just in it for cash?
Cash is nice.
You have no ideals whatsoever then? Nothing you serve beyond yourself?
I'm just going to be with whoever the winner is in the end.
Yeah, currently it's me, since you're with me.
You could have killed me.
Yeah, you could have.
And you didn't.
No.
That's why you won't win.
Because I won't kill you?
You don't seem to be willing to. I wouldn't have hesitated.
Yeah, and that's why you would ultimately, you know, not work out. Because I can look ahead. Short term, would have been very satisfying to kill you, I have to say. I don't like you very much. But, you know, you're worth more alive than dead. That's just how it works.
What are you hoping to get out of me at this point? Your charm spells worked. You got plenty of information.
Oh yeah, but there's people who are better at charm spells than I am.
People who don't know as much about my powers as you seem to.
Yes, but then I can just tell them what they need to know, and then they have plenty of time. I had a short window. You're not really what I'm after. This was just more a job of opportunity. I just kind of happened to be here. I wasn't actually trying to thwart you.
Well, isn't that funny, then? You just were in the area. No other reason, considering all the other chamber members that were there.
You seem to know a lot about the chamber.
I know a bit.
You want to know more, which is why you're needling me. But it's not going to work.
You're not with the chamber, really. But you know the name. Interesting.
I know that about them. I know about the Whispered Ones. I now know quite a bit about you. I know about your powers. I know who Saria's people are, but I'm not with them either. Should probably just assume I know things.
There are very few individuals out there that I would think, actually, who are not associated with any of these three groups, that know the kind of information you do.
Hey, I thought you worked independently too. I thought you'd get it.
I didn't think General Walsingham was associated with any other groups.
I think her allegiances are clear.
To the Vremur Empire. Would make me think the Chamber, but she's too public a figure.
Yeah, you realize the more we talk, the less you seem to know?
Maybe I'm just thinking out loud.
You want to get something out of me. Something you could maybe use as leverage.
So the conversation is pointless, then?
For you, not for me. Every time we talk, I learn more about you.
Well, I guess then I should leave it at that.
Yeah, don't chit-chat with my allies.
What are you going to do? Kill me?
No, I already said I wasn't going to. It's not a threat. It's more of just a... Don't do that. Because they get rattled. Might make mistakes. You kind of threaten to cut off one of them's fingers. The other one, you know, kick somebody off an airship.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Oh yeah, he definitely did. He felt a little bad. Felt quite bad.
I will get out.
Okay. And then you'll remember how fairly I treated you.
I'll remember how comfortable I was. how charmed I was by you.
If this is like the beginning of some sort of like revenge threat, I'm really not incredibly interested. I've heard it before. If it happens, it happens. Like, you know, the wheel turns, things change. I'll keep moving forward and doing the things I'm trying to do. You'll keep going where the money is. Maybe we'll be on the same side. I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
I'll let her have the last word. I'm not going to step on the head. That seems like a good end.
Oh, she's totally going to want to talk to somebody else, though, now.
So who's she chatting to, Tony?
Akiva.
Oh, boy. Boy,
me! Nice!
Solid.
Who's outside my door this time?
I kind of feel like messing with her. Can I throw my voice to sound like Biston? Can I sound like Biston?
Roll a performance check against her insight.
Yay!
It is I, Biston, you say.
No!
What's the total?
11!
You're the elf, aren't you?
Yeah. You're the Goliath lady who has mental stuff.
A dinosaur? Really? Interesting choice.
Didn't know you could teleport. Thought it was a good idea. It would have been if you couldn't teleport. You know, block your path, kind of get in the way, you know.
I mean, there's so many things that would have been good ideas if I couldn't do things.
This is true.
What stakes do you have in this?
Uh-huh. He seemed nice, and it kind of was bad that you're framing him. So, you know, generally just trying to do the best I can. Also, really not down with what the Whispered Ones are doing, so that kind of jives with everything else going on.
But you don't know him, do you?
I don't know a lot of people.
You don't know the people he's killed.
We've all killed people.
Innocent people who might just know too much.
Well, you know, that would be shocking if I knew that, which I don't. Also, you're not the most believable source of information.
I suppose not. There's no reason for you to trust me. How do you know Walsingham?
She's my friend. I'm sorry. I saw you taking the sip, but it was already on halfway through.
And I was drinking the last sip, so I was like tipped all the way back.
Really? She doesn't seem the type to have many friends.
She doesn't know it yet.
How ominous sounding. She's using you.
I mean, it's definitely possible. I'm not the most adept at knowing when I'm being used, so.
Her mother's General Walsingham, do you think that she would have gotten that position without using people?
I don't know. I don't really know how government works.
Where are you from?
All over the place. At this point.
I don't recognize your accent.
Do I have an accent? I wouldn't know.
Everyone does.
I guess. I'll tell you this, just, I guess, as a common courtesy sort of thing. I get you're trying to probe me for information slash mess with me. The messing with probably may be a little successful. The information, I don't pay attention most of the time, so I don't know what's going on.
That's a shame. I mean, if you want to send the other one to talk to me too, I'd love to talk to him if you're the one that doesn't pay attention, because he seems very insightful.
I don't really feel like letting you mess with my friends, so I'm still going to wait out my shift. Oh, however, do you want to hear my pan flute?
Go ahead. I'd love to.
I'll whip out my pan flute and start practicing. I'll make it a little jaded to sound kind of worse than it needs to.
Roll performance.
But you're trying to make a bad performance?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, why'd you roll so awesome this time?
What's the total?
27.
And because you rolled so well, it is an intentionally bad performance.
He wants her to suffer.
Okay. She doesn't say anything.
So I've been trying to work on this performance. If you could give me some tips, maybe, you know, what am I, does this sound good? What about?
It's like kids learn to play the recorder.
Yeah, she's just, if you're just going to keep playing, then she's just not going to respond. So, Scriv, as you are keeping watch, is it Scriv this time?
Yeah. Hey, do you know a three-letter word for someone that is not the singular self?
What are you doing?
So we went to a shop in, what was it, one of the towns that we went to, and there was a shop, and now I'm trying to fill out a crossword puzzle. So, again, a three-letter word, common, not the singular self.
I know you're more intelligent than that.
Right, you. But yeah, Scriv.
What are you doing out here?
A crossword? And guarding you.
Oh, yes, that's a given. No, not on the airship. Solana, you're not from here.
No. Word to the DM, I would like to study her accent while we're talking.
Okay.
No, I'm not from Solana. I mean, that should be pretty obvious. When was the last time you saw a human in Solana?
There's a few.
Are they all as stuck up as all the elves in Solana?
Yes, very much so. As much as I want to put a blade in their backs, I restrain myself sometimes.
I mean, for how much you got paid, yeah, I can imagine. Definitely in the wrong business.
I mean, depends how much money you're looking for. If you're looking for money, I'm sure there are opportunities available.
I don't know. I do a lot of paperwork and stuff, and, well, not a lot of money there, but it's comfortable. It's good work. 8-letter word for the largest landmass.
The only landmass?
What are you talking about? There's an ocean. There are boats that go out. There has to be another continent.
None found.
Nabrasil.
Your friend, Walsingham.
Associate, but yeah.
Not friends? You seem close. You work well together.
I mean, do you have friends?
That's kind of what she said.
I mean, did she ask you if you had friends? Because that doesn't seem like a very Walsingham question to me.
No, she doesn't ask about you. How you're doing. If you have friends. I mean, you're close, so...
You still haven't answered my question, though.
Oh, if I have friends?
Yeah. I mean, you have this whole, like, indomitable mercenary thing going on, but, like...
Thank you. I try hard at that.
If you do more than try, I mean, in the tunnels, you fought off a dinosaur.
I really didn't. I just went to go kill my target. I avoided him. He was in my way. I got out of his way.
Not all of us are so lucky.
What do you mean?
Not all of us can sidestep it using, well, whatever it is you do. Not exactly sure how all that works, but...
Oh, mystic abilities.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
How long has it been?
It's been a couple of minutes.
I would like to adopt her accent.
Okay.
Never heard of it, huh?
Ah, are you with the chamber?
Depends who's asking. This accent's different.
It's constructed.
Oh, is that why it's different? Okay. I just want to run through a couple of like different tongue twisters in the accent. Why are you so interested in the chamber? The whispered ones, the chamber. It's all very dramatic.
I mean, you should know, if you are with the Crystal Chamber.
If I am with the Crystal Chamber, come on.
Does Scriv care about what she's talking about?
Scriv cares about what she's talking about. Scriv honestly wants to know how this being exists without any sort of social connections, because friends are the only thing that are anchoring him down. His family has backstabbed him. His best friend literally stabbed him.
To answer your previous question, I had friends. I don't any longer.
What happened?
They didn't agree with me. Now I don't worry about them anymore.
I had a friend like that. We didn't agree in a very serious way.
That's usually the case when you say, had a friend like that. Well, you're still alive. I assume it was a serious disagreement.
I mean, she stabbed me, so yeah.
Is she still alive?
I hope.
You hope she's alive, but you don't know.
We left things in a awkward position. Somebody else stepped in and broke up the fight. But you dealt with it on your own.
I had to. I built myself up when my friends no longer agreed with my choices.
You never decided to just make more? Okay, so Walsingham and I may not be the best of friends, but we work well together, like you said. That has to be built on something. There have to be other people that you work with that you're at least tolerable of. So you never had any hobbies that you, like, shared with an associate? Like, oh, I don't know, I'm pulling this out of a hat, Cataclysm?
I mean, most people who play either don't know what it really is, or do.
You mean propaganda?
You're not with the Crystal Chamber, so only one of you knows of them. Thank you.
Little miffed at that. So you've gotten the information that you wanted.
I got something. You got something. I have one person I rely on. Just one that I would say I know what they'll do in a given situation. And I know they'll help me when I really need them to.
Are you sure about that?
They'll help me because it's in their best interest to help me.
But how can you trust someone like that? Value statements like that just change anytime the situation changes. You may be like a valuable asset in terms of violence. You're very good at the violence bit, but I mean, until what? Until another stronger killer comes around?
Oh, I assume someday he may try to kill me.
Try?
He can always try.
Who is it?
Roll persuasion.
Tony, I rolled a 9, but I would like to spend one of my superiority die to use my silver tongue maneuver.
Go for it.
That brings it up to a 15.
I doubt you know him. He travels a lot.
Try me.
How many Goliaths do you know?
Well, a couple. There was one. You go first.
Mavic.
Thul.
You do know him. And you're alive. That means he was just playing.
He did leave an impression.
He's coming, you know.
We deal with a lot of he's. You're gonna have to be more specific. Mavic is coming.
I mean, isn't that who we were talking about?
You remember when I was talking about the Whispered Ones and the Chamber and everything like that? There's a lot of drama going on, so...
I mean, we're trying to wipe each other out, so...
But it's been going for a while, I'm guessing? Big organizations like that are old.
Some older than others.
Yeah, I know the stories about the Whispered Ones.
Mavic sees the world the way I do. Third party. Opportunist. He's just been a bit more blessed than I've been.
And he's gonna come get you? If it's in his best interest.
He'll come for me. At some point.
If you're still valuable. Like you said.
That doesn't matter. It's literally if he feels like it.
So you're putting your hopes in the whims of Thul?
I know what he'll do. He'll do whatever he wants. And last I checked, well, we're old friends.
So, you guys have already been on your way, making a path towards Orenthal, as you guys were going in shifts to keep an eye on Palthani. And I say keep an eye, more like listen in, because no one can, you can't see either way.
So, I think we need to talk to the captain about our adjusted travel itinerary.
We're going to be securing whatever item it was that the Whispered Ones wanted?
Yes. Tony, we know it's some sort of planar-related device.
Yes, you know it's some sort of device that would allow planar travel.
Okay.
Are we thinking it's another pitchfork?
Tuning fork?
Are we thinking it's another tuning fork?
Maybe?
Yes, probably not a pitchfork.
Are you sure?
Can't know till we get there.
At this point, probably wouldn't be surprised.
So I think we need to talk to Captain Farron. Let him know we need to make a pit stop. Hopefully it won't be too long. Farron?
You see he's on deck. He's just getting people, moving them along as you approach.
Well, we are quite a ways underway. Should be about 8 days to reach Orenthal at this rate.
About that.
We need to make a stop in Aliabel.
That won't be out of our way at all. It's just slight course adjustment. We could get some supplies while we're there. Maybe do some trade.
Excellent. So it's a win-win.
Well, within our time frame. It's no problem whatsoever. We can spend a day, a few hours. What are you looking at down there? I wouldn't want to spend more than a day, but...
We hope to be in and out in a day.
Then let's be off. There's no time like a present. Course corrections. We're heading to Aliabel now. And he just starts to head towards his cabin. So he is heading off. He seems to be starting to get his crew to continue underway. And you do feel a slight shift. Not much of a turn, but a little bit in the airship.
We don't swoop dramatically or anything like that. Akiva.
Akiva flies off to the edge of the... I wasn't buckled in!
So you guys spend the evening taking turns, keeping an eye on Palthani. Of course, next morning, Captain Farron offers you all breakfast and to get set as he continues to go about his business. He's saying there's food in the mess, and I'll just go, oh, and your friend is already there eating and enjoying himself.
Thank you very much, Captain. If you guys could just get some breakfast, I've been looking over the list of names.
Yeah, I'll definitely want to check over that too, see if there's any names that ring a bell. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not, and we're probably going to hear from that captain soon.
Yeah, do you know what you're going to say to him?
It depends how angry he is that we didn't show up yesterday.
I don't think it matters how angry he is. You kind of have to have one story to tell him regardless, right? He knows you're a professional. Another job came up. It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then I guess we leave a fake forwarding address?
It's a sending stone.
Right. I'll just tell him we got busy. With another job. Like you said.
Yeah, and if he pushes you, just wish him good luck and say... You have great faith in his ability to finish the investigation.
Yep, will do.
Close the investigation. That would be better. Close it.
Wish him luck on closing the investigation. Just wrapping up another loose end.
Okay. Well, you are going to get a message, Scriv.
A message or a sending?
Sending. So
You feel the stone in your pocket kind of warm slightly, and you hear Captain Fiven's voice. No sign of the spirit or the forger. Where are you, and why didn't you report back in? What are the results of your search?
Does he have to respond in 25 words?
Yes.
Can I have a second to, like, construct 25 words?
Do you want to cut back to breakfast?
Panning over.
I assume it's a really sophisticated, you know, elegant breakfast.
It was.
It is very nice. You have hard-boiled eggs on tiny little saucers that are levitating in the air, and everything is just the finest of cutlery and kind of lots of greens and almost dragon scale-esque look to everything.
I'll turn to Lexan and say good morning.
Oh, good morning. I wonder what a good night's sleep will do, don't you agree?
Well, we didn't get to all sleep throughout the entire night, but yes. Yeah, certainly it's a brighter day. I assume you're used to eating like this, having been in Solana for a while.
Some days, yes. Other days, you get by with what you can. It's the job of a performer, right?
Yeah, I guess something I'm gonna have to get used to.
We don't usually eat quite this well, though we have made it a point to enjoy the finer things, you know, especially for Akiva.
Always the best to do when you can, of course, when you have the coin to spend on it.
Yeah, looking to add new experiences to our list.
Well, as much as Solana has been a fantastic place, I will admit, I will be glad to be going home.
Well, we won't be going back quite yet. We do need to stop by Aliabel.
We're stopping?
Yes.
For the very reason that I was here?
Yes. We don't like to leave unfinished business. Well, we can talk about it later. I want you to enjoy your breakfast.
Let's. We should really discuss things.
Agreed.
If that's what we're focusing on. He just smiles. Big smile.
What face is Akiva giving right now?
Face full of toast?
That's not an expression. What's your expression? Toast.
Toast.
toast face. Well, because obviously, I know Blood is like, yeah, this is kind of like a comfortable conversation. I don't think that it is for Akiva, because like things are being said without being said.
He can pick up on that, can he, with his 10 wisdom now?
I'm saying he can. I was like, is he comfortable with it, or is he like, I'll just focus on the food?
Food.
It's a good breakfast.
It's a good breakfast.
You ready to cut back to Mike, or are you still working?
So, message from Captain Fiven. I will respond. Called off onto another mission. Time sensitive. Will share any new evidence related to A-Word case when available. Good luck in investigation. I will put the sending stone in my bag, crumple up the note, and just take a breath.
We're doing the scene with the names?
Are you including Lexand in this conversation?
He was a close confidant of A-Word.
So yeah, I guess we're everyone's cool with Lexan being in the scene, so we'll just gather together collectively. Who's watching Palthani? Are we watching her all the time, or are we like giving her some space?
We're giving her some space.
Okay, I'm sure the captain will assign somebody. Like, the least talented crew member to just like...
Hopefully not bright enough to not open the door or something.
It should be someone whose life I saved, because they owe us.
You guys are all gathering back together, I assume in one of your quarters?
Mine.
So you were taking time to comb through the journal you found at A-Word's and have consolidated the information based off what A-Word wrote to these seven names, as well as where he believes they are.
And I will hand out a little map of the relationships. This one here, the missionary, would be the memory, and they have command over these other... Wait, no, hold on. It goes memory and then a hand and then five fingers.
Five fingers make a hand, yeah.
Which means that there's an unknown hand of the missionary. Yeah, somewhere else out there. Okay.
But these are all new names to us.
Yeah.
Which is helpful, but also not so helpful because it means we can't start really meshing this with the information we already have.
Yeah.
Lexan, are any of these names familiar to you? You were working with A-Word.
Hemo, he's a...
One of the fingers?
One of the fingers. He's a... He's usually a guard for important figures. Big elven guy.
It says here he's in Aliabel, which is where we're headed.
He can... He's both skilled in spells and martial arts.
Not the first time we've dealt with someone like that.
Yeah, is this the group that's going to be in opposition to us on this mission?
If we're looking at specific people, Demota. Demota's a leading researcher, at least so I've heard, Fire Genasi.
A leading researcher for whom? Solana?
Yeah, supposed to be brilliant. Gets moved from project to project all the time.
Also a hand of the Whispered Ones. What a great synergy.
Yeah, great. I mean, those are the ones I particularly know.
So we know nothing of this Feral.
Feral? Yathelina, that's not a normal Solana name. Yathelina. There's this, Eladrin family that lives in Halimian. Might be part of that family. Very connected, it's got money.
So what I'm hearing is these people are skilled, well-connected, and already on the scene.
Yep. That was the concern.
I was hoping you were going to bring up something that was a downside for them that was to our advantage.
Well, they won't let them into the inner circle. The highest researching minds in Aliabel. There's no chance. Those are people that have been there for decades.
No matter how brilliant this Demoda is?
Unlikely.
Unlikely is a far cry from certainty, which you had a moment ago, unfortunately.
The chances of them actually being part of this top tier, this inner circle for the research teams of Aliabel, I haven't heard anybody switch out of this top tier team.
Okay, well, I guess it doesn't really matter because they've already had time to get there and make a plan, and we're going to have to really be much more adaptive once we get on the scene because we don't have the resources or the thorough infiltration or the knowledge they have.
The best we have is the element of surprise. They don't know we're coming. Okay, so that's... I want to hear more about this. I need some air.
Yeah, Lexan, can you write down everything you know about Aliabel so we can get a clearer picture? Because I think we're going to have to get together later and make a plan.
I'll get it all together. No worries.
Belinda, can you just help him with that? I'm going to go up on deck and just get some air.
You want some company?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so Belinda and Lexan, you're going to be working on what he knows of Aliabel and the research center there, while Scriv and Akiva are headed topside. Let's say you guys have been traveling for hours aboard the airship. It's a light breeze. People just seem to be busy.
Yeah, I just watch everyone kind of go to and fro on the ship, fulfilling their tasks and roles and everything else.
Tony, can I read them? Can I empath read them?
Ooh, you're going to use your new wisdom ability.
Sure, you can certainly try.
Is this a roll?
Yes, it's an insight check contested against their charisma deception check.
So Scriv, roll deception. Akiva, roll insight. All right, so what's the total, Akiva?
5.
And Scriv?
6.
Akiva, you look at Scriv, and there's a shine in his eyes as he stares out to the open sky, takes everything in. His mind seems to be out there on the horizon, almost as if he's just really thoroughly enjoying being on this airship, being a part of this crew.
So, buddy, you thinking you want to make the change from being a scrivener to a captain of a ship?
I mean, I guess.
You're looking like you're enjoying the open skies.
It's nice. I mean, it gets us away from everything else that's going on back in Orenthal.
I can see the shine in your eyes. The sky, it's talking to you. You're calling, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that. I'm just kind of worried about Belinda and everything. Did Palthani say anything to you when you were guarding her?
I think she mentioned something about a chamber.
And you've never heard of that before?
Nope. But, I mean, I haven't heard of many things, so not too surprising to me. Why the concern, sudden concern regarding Belinda?
Well, Palthani said that one person of our group knew what the chamber was, and since it's not you, and it's not me,
then it's Belinda. So you're concerned she's keeping information from us?
I know she's keeping information from us.
That's evident.
Thanks.
And I'm not the best at reading every situation, but I mean, even I can tell she keeps stuff from us. I like to think it's because she's trying to protect us from information we don't need to know.
And I understand that, but we might be in danger, and she's using her best judgment, and I think I want to know. I've had too many people lying to me and hiding things at this point.
I would say if it bothers you, ask her about it. Confront her about it.
She's going to say no. I've talked to her about this already, and she says there are certain things she can't tell me.
I've been present for a lot of those conversations. This isn't a slight towards you. You kind of crumble on the first wall you hit when you talk to her. You're like, oh, okay, never mind. And I mean, if it really bothers you, then like, you can maybe try and go at a different angle. Try to talk to somebody else. Maybe there's somebody that we know she knows that could give us a different perspective.
Probably her dad.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the people that would know her the best.
Yeah. Thanks, Akiva. I guess I just need to bounce it off of someone. And you're right, I do crumble every time I try and bring it up with her, because that's just been the dynamic. That's how things have gone, so...
Exactly, and that's why I said it wasn't like a slight towards you or anything. I understand you and her have a very unique dynamic, given her relationship to your dad. How is that processing?
It's staying in a box until I get a chance to act on it. I don't have enough information. Same thing with Belinda. I need to look into some things.
Well, you know I'm here if you want to talk, or if you need help with anything.
Thanks. Anyway, and I'll just rub my eyes and sigh. Let's get back in there. We got a heist to plan, I guess.
And that is where we're going to leave this episode for today.
Thank you all for listening. Please share this with your friends and follow us on Twitter at @rulesaswritten, or check out our website, dndraw.com. And feel free to email any questions to the DM at dm@dndraw.com. Also, subscribe and leave us a review or comment anywhere podcasts are found. And remember, always make good decisions.